I am. How you going, boys?
Ah, very well done. Thank you very much. We're all pretty good here. Well, how did the Swans, when you sat down after the game and Horst Longmire took you in, how did he review the game?
I mean, it was a good win. I mean, they've obviously been in pretty good form for the last 3 or so weeks. They've been playing really good footy, and it's probably a little bit scrappy in the end, but we're able to grind it out a bit and get the win, the most important bit, but we've still got plenty to improve on.
The aspects of their game that you looked to hunt, and Sydney are just a wonderful team at actually taking away what the opposition want. They possessed the footy, so you pressed up on them. You didn't allow easy targets. They love to get a bit of run into their game. So I would think that although both teams are responsible for high clearance count, you've really pressured around the footy as well.
Yeah, I think they're a really good uncontested mark team. I mean, they move the ball really well, pretty aggressively too, you know, through the corridor. I think we kept their uncontested marks really low last night in comparison to what they've been averaging. So that was one thing. One of our focuses going into the game was shutting down that easy ball, not giving him easy targets, and we were able to do that for most of the game. Towards the end, they probably got a little bit of outside ball from stoppages, but we were able to shut him down for most of the night, and that went a long way towards winning.
When did you find out that Buddy wasn't playing?
Oh, about 2.5 hours before the game when we were walking around on the field.
Did that change your role?
Not really. I mean, we have Tipper down there, and that's the thing. We've got multiple tall guys. Goodsy just basically means Goodsy plays a bit deeper at times, and I was going to go deeper at times as well, but there was no dramatic change. We had Tim Membry who came in and played his role really well, so it was wasn't a massive effect.
Sam, just if I can take you back a week, it may have an effect on how you approached this particular game, given it's, although different opposition. You still, when you look at the Hawks, you see them as a bit of a benchmark. What were the things that you learnt out of that game? Because it was a great little sample size of perhaps what we might see in September. And they looked like they wanted to be able to move the ball around in the back half. Was that something that you tried to shut down against Essendon, given that they like to come back through the middle?
Yeah, we did. I mean, it's probably a good thing that they sort of have a similar play style. I mean, they probably played a little bit different last night, but the way that they move the ball through the corridor, they're really attacking. They've got a lot of skilled ball users. We're a bit off against Hawthorn, and that's what cost us the game. And they were able to move the ball too easily, get out of the defensive lines a bit easily, hit uncontested targets. So we knew we needed to improve on that front. And that was probably our focus going into the weekend because it was a good opportunity to do it because they do move the ball similarly. But that was the main thing, just the pressure around shutting down those easy targets.
And maybe you can clear up a conversation we had just before you come on, and it was around clearances. And the focus of Sydney, I mean, it's always appeared from the outside that clearly winning it at the source has always been a primary objective, but you can counter-attack. What are you trying to achieve? Are you that bothered by losing the clearance numbers, or are you more worried about the pressure that comes out or the type of pressure of the ball that comes out of those areas?
Yeah, I think you guys spoke about it before. I mean, you obviously want to win stoppages, but reality is you're not going to win 100% of the time. So when you're not winning those stoppages, you want to pressure the kick. So whether that is a quick hack kick forward, as you were saying before, that's probably what you're trying to do. You definitely don't want them running out in space, being able to have a look up the ground. That really puts pressure on the defenders. So as much as our mids can help the defenders by pressuring that kick and making it, either a pop kick or a rush grubber, that's the best we can do if they're going to win it.
And Rudy, about your own role, and Dermot just touched a little bit on it before. We've got those four tall. So Franklin comes back in. You've got Goods. You've got Franklin, Goods, of course, and then yourself. Your role, I mean, the size, how tall you are. You seem to be almost that guy that rolls up on the back of stoppages all the time, which gets you quite high. Are you still adjusting to that role, and when's your time to get inside 50 to be a forward 50 target? Or is that, and you end up doing the second ruck role also, so Tippett can stay inside the forward 50. Will that role continue for you throughout the final series?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's still something I'm definitely learning because it is quite new. Prior to this year, I've probably played as one of the sole targets up forward for us. So it's changed a bit, but I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm able to move up the ground a bit and have a bit of a run around and try and get involved around stoppages, whether it's, you know, whether I'm winning the ball or laying a tackle or just being able to pressure, you know, them so they get no easy handball relief. You know, that's the way the role's changed. So I'm enjoying that, and the defensive aspect of it has been good.
Sam, what is Sydney doing better this year than they than last year?
I didn't play up last year, but I guess a lot of our game stems from our defensive pressure, and that's usually. I mean, it sounds boring and pretty simple, but it probably is that simple. But if your defensive pressure's up and you're able to limit the opponent's ball use, and then on the turnover, if you're able to turn them around. Working hard both ways. That's something that our mids certainly pride themselves on, and our forwards as well, is pushing down to help. But on the counter, being able to run and spread, and then, you know, the defensive mindset first is just the main thing that we probably focus on. So it's just the defensive work is probably lifted.
Did last night feel like a finals game? Without, from an outside, it looked like a finals game without the specials, the special effects, a couple of, brilliant moments. There was a couple, but not probably as many as the watchers would have liked. But it felt to me like it was just a hard, grinding, tackle, pressure kind of game, which we often see in finals football.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they'd been in really good form, and they're a really good uncontested ball team. So we definitely didn't want to have a shootout and have to, go head-to-head with them that way. We needed to pressure them. We did, and it was a low-scoring game, but, that probably suits us more than it did them. But it was certainly a grind. It was a good win, and I guess it's starting to get that way.
Last one.
Towards the back end of the year.
Last one for me. Would it be foolish to suggest that Ben McGlynn could be in line for the All-Australian squad? Maybe not necessarily the team, but the All-Australian squad?
He's been in brilliant form this year, and every time you run out with Denny, he's going to give absolutely everything he's got. I looked at him last night, and he had blood all over his arms, and he just goes in so hard, and he's someone you love playing with, because he's a maniac when he doesn't have the ball, and then when
he looks like a maniac.
He's one of the hardest gut runners I've ever seen.
So. Is he really? Because he was Dermot called him a half forward flanker, and he was for so long, but. I think John Longmire said at the start of the year, towards the end last year, the midfield collapsed and died because of those injuries and there was no rotations. I remember a stat at the end of last year, Sam, that three of the top five midfielders to play the most minutes of the season were Sydney players. And John Longmire said at the start of the season, we've got to get some more players through the midfield to give rest to Jack and McVeigh. Oh, not so much McVeigh, but Jack and Kennedy. And one of those players is McGlynn, and he's become this sort of old-fashioned ruck rover changing half-forward flank.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's probably worked himself in the midfield this year. He probably set himself over the off-season, had a really good pre-season. He's really fit. Like I said, he's one of the hardest gut runners. He always puts his head over the ball, so I guess he's a perfect fit for that midfield role. He just he really hits in, can win his own ball, but he's quick as well, so he can work on the outside and provide a bit of extra run as well. So he's having a really good year.
Sam, can I ask you, and I'm trying to make the analogy the way we, as key forwards, have played. I loved being the target player. It gave you room to go where you wanted to go. It allowed you to pick the areas you went to. At the moment, you're third banana in a seriously potent forward line. Do you have aspirations? And would you like to be the number one target in the forward line?
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, it probably comes down more so to what you're good at. And I guess for my role in the team, and it is all about, team success, is what I'm good at is probably getting off the back of that stoppage, putting pressure on, my defensive pressure, reading the play as it's coming out, being a bit higher. And, where Tipo's are. Obviously, in a one-on-one contest, Tipo's a lot stronger than me, so he's going to be that deeper target. So I guess it comes back to just playing your strengths and what you're good at and what's going to help the team most. And what I'm doing at the moment, I think, is helping the team most.
Let's say Mr. and Mrs. Tippett and Mr. and Mrs. Franklin never got together. Would you handle that in the Sydney forward line?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I was probably playing myself and Goodsy as a sole forward for, you know, 3 years before they both got here. So, you know, I've experienced it before and I was still learning it, still am. But, you know, if that were to be, I'd love that opportunity. But like I said, whatever the team needs, you know, what my strength is going to be, then I'm happy to do that role.
Are you an old-time thinking footballer, Sam, in the sense where, you know, free agency's around and, you know, restricted, unrestricted, and, God, we need key forwards, they don't fall out of trees? And are you one of those people who believes, no, I'm a Sydney person, I'm a one-club player, no matter what happens, or are you the professional type will say, you know what, I'd have a, if an offer came, I'd have to have a look at it because it is my job and et cetera, et cetera. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I can't speak for everyone because everyone's going to have a different opinion on this. But personally, I mean, you don't know what's around the corner, but I love being in Sydney. I have since I got here. I was lucky enough to get a long-term contract, so I've got a few years left and absolutely love it up here. I can't really speak, you know, what goes on after that. But at the moment, I love it. And yeah, it's tough to, you know, cover that for all bases. Everyone's going to be different.
True. But as Dermot just asked you, no Franklin, no Buddy. I think the key forwards that I know, you know, and Dermot's probably the best I know, they love being that person. They believe to be the number one. And as soon as Dermot said, you know, no Tippett, no Mrs. Tippett, and no, you know, Mr. Franklin, you said, well, hang on, I was that person.
Don't cross him over.
I'm not crossing him over. Sorry about that, Sam. But you said, hang on, I was that person. I was with Goodsy. I reckon another club would say to you, I want you to come to our club and be the number one man. For example, the Western Bulldogs. We will give you $600,000, Sam Reed, and we want you to come to our club and we want you to be the number one man. We want you to take us to the next level. Is that appealing?
Oh, I mean, success is appealing. I love being on a successful team. I love the lifestyle up here. There's a lot of factors up here that I love. You know, it's not all about being the number one man and the number one target. That doesn't bother me too much. You know, it's more so the lifestyle, the success. It's a great club, you know, a great history, a super culture. So it's
all got a lot going for it.
Sam, well yep. answered. Yeah, well, I can tell you, being an old key forward, well disguised.
Well, it's different. What do you expect him to say?
We're different beasts. We love being the man.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about your role there, Sam, if there's something that, and you mentioned the role that you're playing at the moment, everyone's talked about whether you should be, you know, one of those primary forwards. Let's look at the other end for a second. So you've got Richards, and you've also got
Grundy. Played really well. Both of them really
well.
They're
playing well, but they're getting a little bit older. And if it was to be that over a year, you know, a pre-season where Horse comes here end of this year and said,
Buddy's going into defence.
Buddy's going defence. You're probably forward, but there's an opportunity to go to say centre half back. Is that you being groomed at all behind the scenes for that particular role? Have you had conversations with the coach that might hint that you go down that path?
I mean, at times, like that's probably one thing that I've been looking to do this year is become a versatile player who's able to. And I've gone back at times, more so as a spare, but going back at times to try and help out, usually towards the end of quarters or games, but and also in the ruck a bit as well. So I'd like to build my game up, you know, not just be a one-trick pony and play forward. So I guess it's something we talked about, not too in-depth about, you know, just becoming a key defender, but obviously I'd like to, you know, add a few strings to my bow and be able to play defence or forward or, you know, in the ruck as well, so.
Well, I don't think it's anything you need to, like, it's not something that you should necessarily apologise for, because there's some great roles. You look at Brent Staker, he hasn't played a lot of football. He's 196 centimetres, he plays forward and back, he's played on the wing. You know, there's a real value at the match committee table to be able to have a player who can play forward, back, pinch hit in the ruck. I mean, there's a real strength in that.
Sam, I think you can play in defence, mate, because you've defended the questions very well this morning. Thanks for joining us. Well done last night, and best of luck as the run into September.
Thanks, boys. Good on you.